Good morning. Welcome to Rochester Speaks. I'm Bethany B. Joining me today is Allison Hinman. Hi, Allison. How are you?
Hi, Bethany. Good. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Thanks for joining us. And Allison is Deputy Director of the National Susan B. Anthony Museum and House. First off, what is your role as Deputy Director?
So as Deputy Director, I oversee operations and visitor services and educational programming at the museum.
Obviously, Susan B. Anthony is a huge part of a women's history with the women's suffrage movement. Not only is she known all over the world, but specifically right here in Rochester where she lived. Tell us about the mission behind the museum and the house.
Our mission is to interpret Susan B. Anthony's vision and story. We are also fortunate to have her National Historic Landmark home right here in Rochester. So we are in charge of preserving and sharing her home. And then we also offer tours and programs that are related to Susan B. Anthony and inspire people and challenge them to make a positive difference.
When did the house turn into a museum?
So we became a museum in 1945 when it was purchased with funds raised by leaders of the Rochester Federation of Women's Clubs with the intent to create a museum. And in 2020, the Anthony Museum celebrated its 75th anniversary.
And what is the history behind Susan B. Anthony's house? I know a lot of people have owned the house over the years.
Yes, the house definitely had several different lives, but the house was built in 1859, and Susan B. Anthony's mother, Lucy, would purchase that house in 1866, and along with Susan and her sister, Mary, they would live there with their mother, Lucy. And this is the home that Susan B. Anthony spent her most politically active years in, and it also served as headquarters for the National American Women's Suffrage Association in the 1890s while Susan B. Anthony was serving as president of the organization.
Now, I loved, because I was looking on your website, because it does have the history of who owned the house and like when and everything, and I love that Susan B. Anthony, her sister and mom were all living together. And I think Susan B. Anthony, she was what, in her 30s at the time when she was living with her mom?
30s and 40s.
Yeah.
And she'll continue to live with her. And then when Lucy passes away, she and Mary continue to live together.
That's such a great family. There's going to be a reception for Susan B. Anthony's birthday. So her birthday is actually February 15th, correct?
Correct.
But the celebration is going to be on February 7th. Tell us more info about her celebration and the annual fundraiser.
The birthday celebration will be held at the Rochester Riverside Convention Center. The doors will open at 5 and the program and dinner will start at 6 p.m. This has been something that we've been doing for a number of years. It's a week early this year because Valentine's Day is on February 14th this year, so a week early, but it's something that we look forward to every year.
How can someone buy tickets who are interested in attending?
So people can make a reservation by visiting our website at susanb.org, and there's a number of different reservation options for people.
And what do the tickets provide?
So like I said, the birthday celebration is something that we've done for years, and it's one of the most significant ways for people to support the Anthony Museum. It's a full program and dinner. And we will also be sharing some exciting announcements about our campus expansion. And you can make a reservation for individual seats and tables are still available, which is a really fun opportunity for people to bring all of their friends together for a shared experience.
You can even go in with your work if they're interested and purchase a table, right?
Yes. So you can reach out to us through susanb.org, or you can also give us a call at 585-279-7490 for more information.
Do you know how many years the celebration has been going on for?
Oh, at least 15 or 16 years, if not longer.
Okay, so a good amount. And every year, do you have a keynote speaker, or is it every so often?
Every year, we are really fortunate to be able to bring in a keynote speaker. And this year, we're thrilled to be welcoming Candace Taylor as our keynote speaker. Candace is an award-winning author, photographer, and cultural documentarian. Her groundbreaking work is really significant and important, and the birthday celebration gives us an opportunity to bring in a nationally significant speaker whose work is relevant to important national conversations.
You said she's an author. What kind of books has she written in the past?
She's written several books, and her most recent book, Overground Railroad, documents the history of the Green Book and its role in the lives of 20th century people of color in the United States.
Is she local, or is she from another state?
She is not local, so we feel really fortunate that she is excited to come to Rochester in February.
Rochester just has so much history, even with the Underground Railroad as well.
Correct.
We'll talk a little bit more about Susan B. Anthony's birthday celebration on February 7th, but there are several programs offered throughout the year. Can you describe some of those programs?
Sure. We offer a number of educational programs year-round. We have, for over 20 years, been hosting our annual Monday lecture series. So it's another opportunity for us to feature scholars that connect to Susan B. Anthony's work and Susan B. Anthony's relevance to today. So we have a couple of those remaining for the 2023-2024 season, but we're also gearing up to host a number of school groups. So we have a variety of different school programs, and it's looking like this year is going to be just as busy as last year with our most popular program, which is our Change It program, which is geared typically for fourth graders, and they talk about rights that women are asking for in the 19th century and learning about how women are advocating for change and the different tactics they're using. And then they do a fun program in our carriage house as a part of the total program that includes a tour. And then we have a number of Girl and Boy Scout programs that we'll be getting on our calendars as well.
Where can people get all that information?
All of that information can be found at susanb.org. It is the best place to get the most up-to-date information about what's going on at the museum.
You mentioned the lectures. How can people attend those? Are those a ticketed lecture, or how does that work?
So those are reservation based as well, and we offer in-person opportunities in our carriage house. You can join us for lunch, but then we also have a virtual reservation. So if you're from out of town or can't make it to the museum at that time, you can watch virtually.
Do you have those once a month?
We typically have them once a month. We have about 9 or 10 of them each year.
Oh, okay. So a good amount. Other than the programs, are there any other events in the future that we can look forward to at the National Susan B. Anthony Museum and House?
I think tours are one of the things that we do best at the museum. We continue to get really wonderful reviews from our visitors. So I would encourage anybody to hop on our website, again, at susanb.org, and make a reservation and come join us for one of our guided tours.
When someone goes to the museum and house, what are a few things that we can look forward to when we visit?
So when you visit, you can look forward to that guided tour through Susan B. Anthony's home with a docent that's extremely knowledgeable and is really looking to engage visitors in discussion. We don't want to just talk at people. We want to have a dialogue with you. We also have a really great museum store and a small exhibit room. And while you're in the area visiting the museum, you should definitely walk around the historic neighborhood. The homes really reflect what they looked like during Susan B. Anthony's lifetime, and we always encourage people to walk to the park to see the Let's Have Tea sculptures.
There's portraits of Susan B. Anthony in the house as well, right?
Yes, you will see historic images, not only of Susan B. Anthony, but the other women that she was working with at that time.
Will they include her sister and her mom?
You will definitely see photographs of Lucy and Mary, and then photographs of suffragists like Ida B. Wells Barnett, Hester Jeffrey, Anna Howard Shaw. So we want to incorporate stories of the other women that are doing the work alongside Susan B. Anthony as well.
How long have you worked for the museum and house?
So I am coming up on my 3-year anniversary as deputy director, but my history with the museum goes back a little bit further. I actually interned at the museum when I was doing my graduate work, and then also served as a visitor center manager about 8 years ago.
Okay, so very cool. So again, the Susan B. Anthony's birthday celebration is February 7th at the Rochester Riverside Convention Center. What are the times for it again?
So doors will open at 5 and the program and dinner will start at 6 p.m.
And there's a keynote speaker. Tickets are still available. You can get more info at susanb.org. Was there any other information you wanted to share with us today, Allison?
One other thing I'd like to mention, we're going to have some information coming out soon about our event for the eclipse. So stay tuned for more information about that. But we did discover that Susan B. Anthony witnessed an eclipse during her lifetime. So we have a really fun quote that we're keeping close for now, but we'll be sharing more information soon. So we hope that some people will join us for our eclipse event on April 8th.
How did you find out that Susan B. Anthony saw an eclipse?
We did a little research looking through letters and diary entries, and we're really excited to find the quote we did. I won't share the quote with you now, but I'll give you a little context. It's listed amongst all of the other things that she felt were very important that day. So we feel that it is very fitting to her personality and her work ethic.
Oh, I'm so intrigued. I can't wait to hear about it. It's going to make the eclipse that much more special.
We think so.
Well, thank you so much, Allison, for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me. We really appreciate it.